welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
And we are the Pleasure Mechanics. And in this podcast, we offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question to be answered on future episodes by going to the Ask Us Anything page at pleasuremechanics.com.
Last week, we made a big announcement about the opening of our Pleasure Mechanics community. It's a private, members-only website where our community can support one another in having a fabulous sex life. You can ask all of your most intimate questions, share advice, share stories, celebrate your sexual victories together, and most importantly, get the support of a sex-positive community. What we know from all of our conversations with you guys over the years is that most people feel alone in their sexual struggles. There's not many people in our lives we can turn to really talk about what's going on and ask for advice and opinions and outside perspectives on things. Your friends and family may be amazing, but they may not be the most supportive people to talk to about the struggles you're facing in your sex life. That's why we created the Pleasure Mechanics community. We just opened the doors last week. Things are getting started. Conversation is heating up, and we would love to have you be a part of the community. To kick things off, we're offering the first 100 members a video guide of your choice from the Pleasure Mechanics suite of 10 videos covering foreplay mastery and couples massage as our thank you gift. So if you want a supportive, sex-positive community to support you in having an amazing sex life and becoming a better lover, come on over to pleasuremechanics.com/community, and we'll see you on the inside. Now, let's get started with this week's episode. We didn't choose one particular question to talk about today because we get so many questions about this topic. And the topic is sexual positions.
It is one of the main ways our culture understands good sex. Like, we are obsessed with thinking that new positions equals good sex. And we want to dispel that myth. And of course, it changes the experience, and anything that can be new and novel can be exciting, and certain positions make you feel certain ways, but it's not the main way you can be improving your sex life.
Right. I think we see these posters of like 169 positions and these books and all of the kind of remakes of the Kama Sutra that suggest these positions, like, you know, wheelbarrow, where she's has her hands on the floor and her legs around your face and you're walking across the room while fucking. Like, these kind of really elaborate positions are mostly incredibly impractical for most people, first of all, and also aren't really designed with pleasure in mind. It's like, I don't know when this happened, but people sat down and like thought of all the ways the human body can interlock and then made a poster of it. And it's become this obsession, like, we need to try out 100 new positions or we're not being creative enough. And we talk to couples all the time who are like, yeah, you know, I'm really happy with my sex life, but I compare myself to what other people are doing and I think it's really boring. And then we say, you know, what do you think other people are doing? And it's like, you know, that's swinging from the chandeliers type sex. And I think the truth is that very few people are swinging from the chandeliers or are wheelbarrowing across their living room on a Saturday night. Like, most people have sex in bed in a few positions and are focused on touching one another and connecting and giving each other pleasure. But, you know, creativity can come in all sorts of ways, and positions are not necessarily the most practical way to explore erotic creativity or novelty, as Charlotte was saying. That said, I think it's important to register that different positions and different body positions with your lover can unlock different kinds of energy. And we talk about erotic energy, like, what kind of energy is fueling your sexual encounter? Is it sweet and tender? Is it rough and bestial? Is it more dominant and submissive? Like, what kind of interaction do you want to have? Because that really changes your experience.
And the thing that we each have to do with different lovers is figure out how your bodies fit best together. Because your height, your weight, your physical ability, all of these factors will affect what positions are going to be comfortable and pleasurable for you individually and as a couple.
And that's going to be changing all the time. You know, if you have a physical injury, certain things that used to be really fun for you will all of a sudden be totally out of reach. As you get older, certain positions might be more comfortable than they used to be. So this has to be a dynamic process of discovering kind of how your bodies fit together and what you enjoy doing the most. And, you know, we're talking about positions, and I think most of us leap to intercourse, but positions are actually important for all kinds of physical intimacy. For oral sex, there are lots of different positions you can try. For hand sex, fingering and hand jobs, there's different positions you can try. Even for cuddling, I, you know, in my head have this thing I call the Cuddle Sutra, which is all of these different positions, two bodies or more, if you're so inclined, but two bodies can be in to cuddle. And I've really been noticing how each different cuddling posture really affects the energy. Like, what is the difference between having your lover tucked up under your arm with their head on your chest and you being able to nuzzle in and kiss their head? Like, how is that kind of cuddling different than spooning, for example? And how is spooning different when you're on the front versus the back? And how is that different from your lover sitting up and you lying in their lap and them stroking your hair? Like, all of these different positions evoke different emotions. And so it can become a really beautiful exploration to just change it up all the time and notice what you feel. I think it's really important to notice that within a relationship, there's often one person that's kind of the cuddle top, the supportive cuddler, and the other person gets cuddled more actively. And sometimes that's gendered, like it's the man with the woman lying on his chest. And I think it's important to mix that up and give both partners the chance to hold and be held, the chance to stroke and be stroked, the chance to be more active and be more passive. And if you keep mixing it up, you'll experience new dynamics together, and that will just really enhance your love life overall and help you discover new parts of each other. Like, we all need to be the cuddled one sometimes and the cuddler. And bringing it back to intercourse, different positions allow different partners to be more active or more relaxed. And that's part of what we're going to talk about as we run through some common sexual positions and what their advantages are, what their drawbacks are, and what they might evoke for you.
Being that we're the pleasure mechanics and really focus on pleasure, we really want to emphasize that it's important that your body is relaxed and comfortable, because when you're in that state, you're able to actually access way more physical pleasure. If you are standing on one toe, your leg is up in the air and you're in sort of an uncomfortable position, but you think it's sort of sexy, you're not going to be able to actually feel the level of pleasure that you could if you were in perhaps something that might seem a bit more boring to you, but your body can be super relaxed. So always feel free to experiment and see if something's comfortable or feels hot to you. But know that as you're really wanting to get into the sexual experience, that getting comfortable is going to allow you to physically experience more pleasure.
Right. Comfort, I think, as a word, seems a little bit dowdy and a little bit boring, but comfort is actually what allows your body to reach high levels of arousal. And so this is one of our kind of pleasure mechanics golden rules, is to stay comfortable and never endure pain or discomfort in the name of pleasure. Like, if your back is tinged and you're feeling like a really muscle strain, like, you're never going to get aroused. And so I think it's really important to have the agreement between you and your lover that you're going to stay comfortable, you're always going to move towards comfort, take breaks when you need to, and this will ultimately allow you to experience way more arousal and way more fun in bed. So I think it's time to reclaim comfort as a sexy word, for sure. The other thing to keep in mind when talking about sexual positions, if we're talking about sex between a man and a woman, is you want to look for positions where the clitoris is stimulated, because most women need direct clitoral stimulation in order to experience arousal and orgasm. And so we do encourage you to stimulate her first with your hands or mouth before penetration even happens in order to make intercourse way more pleasurable and, for some people, orgasmic. But it can really be amazing if you can find ways to stimulate the clitoris during intercourse. So that's something we're going to be paying attention to. All right, so let's start with the position that usually comes to mind when you think about humans having sex, and it's been called missionary, and a lot of the language around sexual positions is just kind of awful. Like, missionary comes from this tradition of this position being the one that was most condoned by the church, and it was taught by missionaries as they conquered the world, and, you know, I think it's, like, really problematic, this history, but we're gonna use it because everyone knows what we mean. So this is, you know, the person being penetrated lying on her back, and the person being the penetrator is kind of straddling them and penetrating from on top.
So one of the benefits of this position is that you can be making fabulous eye contact. So you can really be connecting, you can be kissing. There can be a lot of intimacy because your faces are close, and that can be a beautiful thing.
Yeah, the intimacy can be there. That can be really loving. Your bodies are kind of lined up, so you're getting a lot of full body contact. One of the problems with this position is that clitoral stimulation becomes kind of hard for her to reach down in between your two bodies and stimulate her own clitoris. Now, if things line up well, then it can be that her clitoris is being stimulated against his pubic bone, but that's not really optimal for most people. It's not usually enough clitoral stimulation to make it super pleasurable for her. The other drawback to this position is that it is a fuck ton, a lot of work for the man. And I don't think as a woman I ever really appreciated this until I put on a strap-on and started having sex with women in this position where I was the active one doing the penetrating. Like, holy bejesus, is it a lot of work to kind of brace yourselves up on your arms or your elbows and start thrusting your hips and sustain that for, you know, 10, 20, 30 minutes. Like, that's really a workout. And so unless you're in, like, amazing physical shape, then it can actually put a lot of pressure on the man to maintain the rhythm and maintain the good kind of fucking action while in this position. So I just think it's really important for women to give props to men for how much work it is to fuck well. Like, this is not a given. We often just overlook it. So men, I feel ya. It's a lot of work. It's pleasurable work, but it's a workout. And this is where using different positions can be beneficial, because when you're in different positions, you're using different muscles to create that thrusting action, and mixing it up can help you last a lot longer.
I think one of the biggest things about this position is I think that often people who are on the bottom, and we're going to assume that often that's women, though it's not always, don't think there's much room or space to be active in it. And this is where we kind of get the cultural image of like a woman lying there like a wet fish, which is always, why is that the imagery that
people... Wet fish or dead fish?
Is it like dead fish?
Most fish are wet usually.
You hope they're wet. But the dead fish
it's
analogy,
so unsexy.
It's, yeah, it's terrible. But we want to suggest that you can actually, while you're on the bottom there, be active. Like, you can be moving your hips, you can be breathing, you can be using your voice to tell them what you want, what you like, but the hips can really move and move against the other person's body. So you can kind of get into a rhythm together. So don't feel like just because you're on the bottom, you can't move.
And what helps in moving is instead of just having your feet flat out against the bed, plant your feet, bend your knees, and then use the muscles of your legs to thrust your hips and pelvis. And you can practice this during masturbation. Like, instead of just lying flat and clamping a vibrator to your clitoris, bend your knees, plant your feet on the bed, and practice moving your hips in the air. And I think this is one of the ways that missionary can become a lot more exciting, is when the bodies start moving together and finding a flow together, it can be really hot. So try those things to make missionary a little bit more exciting.
And you mentioned when the hips are up in the air, be able to move back and forth. But you can also still move and move against the person if your whole body is on the bed, right? So, like, depending on your level of physical capacity. You can move to whatever extent.
But little circles, little undulations, little thrusts. Whatever you can do, just make your receiving, make being penetrated a lot more active and see what happens.
Yes, we really challenge this idea that being on the bottom means that you are passive. It's not true. And being active is a powerful and beautiful act that can also add to your pleasure.
Right. And so from missionary, another little adjustment is if he goes to his knees and then kind of sits back into a more vertical position, and then you can kind of grab the woman's legs and put them either on your shoulders or kind of hold them up with your arms. And now you're thrusting instead of bracing yourself against the bed and thrusting kind of more horizontally. You're using your knees to ground you and then thrusting with your hips in and out. And that can be a much more comfortable position to maintain thrusting over time. I don't think we've ever used the word thrusting so many times. And we're just beginning. So think about that as a variation. Now let's flip the lovers over.
What?
Let's put the guy relaxed on the bed and get the woman on top.
This is another classic position that I think is an incredibly important one for women's pleasure, because you really can stimulate the clitoris in a really effective way in this position if you play and find the best angles. Like, again, it's really specific on the bodies that you're working with, but you can find ways to rub yourself up against his pubic bone or...
Or just drop your hand and touch your clitoris while you're riding.
Yeah, depending on the angle you're at. So this one, just it takes experimentation, but a lot of women find that they can like really find a sweet spot here where they're getting the penetration and clitoral stimulation, which is really a wonderful combination.
Okay, so this is what we know is one of the more pleasurable positions for women. They can control the depth and angle of penetration. They control the speed of penetration. They can touch their clit easily. Their whole body can move. So why is it a position that so many women are totally afraid of?
Well, I think it partly depends on how much of an angle they're at. Because if they're really straight up, then there's a lot of visual.
You're exposing yourself.
Yeah.
To his visual gaze. And that can be really hot for the man. It's one of the reasons men love this position, because they get to see you move and bounce. But a lot of women are really ashamed about bouncing. They get really worried about their tits moving in a funny way or their belly jiggling or what they look like. And they become so focused on the visual performance that they lose sight of how their bodies are feeling and what feels good to them. So, one thing we recommend, if this is holding you back from exploring this position, blindfold him.
Ooh.
Put him in a blindfold so he can't see you, and then feel free to move and bounce and shake and shimmy in whatever ways feels good to you until it's so pleasurable that you don't even give a shit what you look like, and you know that because you're in pleasure, you are sexy to him. And this is something women really need to make the leap in general, is realize that when you are fully engaged in your own pleasure, you look beautiful. You're hot and sexy because you're feeling it. And no man I've ever talked to, and I've talked to thousands, has been like, well, she was really hot, but her boobs shaked in a weird way. Like, they love seeing your boobs move. They love seeing your belly roll. They love seeing all of your flesh engaged in pleasure. And so if you can get over that mental trip, then eventually take the blindfold off of him and let him feast his eyes on your beauty and see what happens then. But I think, you know, a lot of women we talk to are worried about this position because of the visual piece of it. And they're just, again, all of a sudden they're in the active role and they're worried about, am I doing it right? Am I doing it well? Am I riding in the right way? Do I have stamina? Because again, like when they're not just on their backs receiving it, they realize how much work it is to keep this momentum going. And so the way around that is to just play with it and be willing to switch positions if you get exhausted, take turns being the more active one. And just play with a lot of different kinds of movement. You know, fucking does not have to be this like in and out, up and down movement all the time. Like, you can plant yourself in him, on him, get his dick in you, and then move in circles, try little shimmies, kind of shake your pelvis, and just see what feels good, and just go with the pleasure. Follow the pleasure.
Beautiful. And this, but I also still want to say that this can be, the angle that you're at really affects the position here.
You keep talking about angles, and I think it's important to say, like, the angle is based on kind of what angle his penis is at when erect. Like, some men go straight up, like a flagpole, others arch towards the belly, others go to the left or the right. So depending on his angle of erection, you're going to have to change your body position. And switching around and doing reverse cowgirl, as it's called, might help you find an angle that's more comfortable, or you're going to have to tilt your spine and align your pelvis to kind of match the angle of his erection.
It's true. But I think that when you're sitting straight up, it's more of, as you were saying, a bouncing, and you have to figure out how to, like, are you on your knees? Are you on your feet
and
you're
going
back, and because that's a really different act than if you're like lying on your knees and you're kind of more of doing a sliding with a slight angle, but your face is much closer to his face,
which works particularly well if his erection points towards his belly,
right? And that's the one that I think you can really easily get the friction with the clitoris on his body, as opposed to using your hand, which you would need to do if you were sitting further straight up.
Right.
So there's just this huge variation.
There's a theme here, folks, and it's experiment and follow your pleasure. Like, let go of the images you've seen in porn. Let go of the positions you've seen on those dorm room 169 sex position posters. And find the ways your bodies fit best together where you can create the sexual experience you're wanting to create.
Mm-hmm. We mentioned porn. And while you may find inspiration in many of the positions, some of the positions are really intended to get a good camera angle, and they're not intended for either of the people's pleasure or not the women's pleasure. So please assess that as you're getting inspiration, or experiment and try. Some of the positions where a woman's leg is like up in the air for ages, is just, her body's not going to be able to relax to get the kind of pleasure that is possible. So experiment and use your critical analysis to think about whether or not the positions are just to get a good camera angle on the goods, or if they really are about pleasure.
Now, this brings us to another position. And this position is one of my favorites. I think it's sexy. I think it's hot. I think it's bestial. And perhaps that's why it's called doggy style.
I wish it had a different name, because I think that it would allow a lot more women to be interested in it. I think that it has culturally become this position that is intended to make women
feel degraded.
Yeah, I think that's kind of how we talk about it in culture, but I don't think that's how it has to be.
And why is that, do you think? What is inherently about the position that feels degrading to some women?
Well, I think that because you're not making eye contact, it's activating more of the animal. Like, it is more of kind of a bestial fucking than the making love necessarily.
Do you think it's also because, like, your ass is up in the air and it's a lot about your ass?
Yeah, it's kind of, it's animal. Mm-hmm. And I think that can be so hot. But it's like, just because you're on all fours doesn't mean that you are less than, or that you are
being degraded.
Yeah. And I think that if you want to play with that and you think that's hot, then great. But I think there are a lot of women that don't like go there at all because of that cultural connotation.
I think this is where there are certain things that you can do in this position that make it really hot and pleasurable that women have a hard time with, because it feels like, quote, bad girl sex.
Mm.
It's not this like loving, cherished, I'm gazing in your eyes and making sweet, tender love to you sex. It's like, I am fucking, your ass is jiggling, your tits are swinging, and you are arching your back and groaning like a beast sex. And actually, I think a lot of women crave that, but don't give themselves permission to go there. So again, this is about kind of giving yourself permission to get down and dirty, to feel like a bad girl, and to love it and relish in it. And some of the things that I think are really hot in this position are, you can incorporate erotic spanking into your sex. Like, you can be thrusting into her and start tapping that ass and build it up into a nice hard spank. And when you add spanking into genital stimulation, it can just feel like incredibly pleasurable. In addition, like as you're thrusting, all of the butt muscles are moving and vibrating, and like that in and of itself is creating a lot of arousal that can be really pleasurable. It's really easy for her to reach back and stimulate her own clitoris during this kind of intercourse, which can be awesome and hot. You know, you can like scratch her back, you can pull her hair a little bit. Like there's all these ways that you can play with her body in this position that I think is incredibly hot. And you just kind of need to get there as a couple where you're willing to have this kind of sex and have it be fun and have it not be about degrading anyone, but about kind of enjoying this more bestial energy. All of that said, of course, from behind, doggy style, whatever you want to call it, can also be like very sweet and tender and loving. And she can be propped up on pillows and just really relaxed and moving her hips into you. And, you know, you can be stroking her back lovingly. And like, you know, it can be super tender and sweet. It doesn't have to be rough and wild. And if you miss the eye contact, you know, it's always an option to look over your shoulder and meet eyes and have that be a really hot moment. And that's possible in this position. So I think it's about not getting into any stereotype of a position and the expectations of what a position can bring, but really focusing on what is your experience of this position and what, you know, intercourse is not just about thrusting, right? Like if all it was like your genitals thrusting together, like that can get really boring really quickly. It's about what is your whole body doing? How is your body moving? How are you touching one another? How are you kissing one another? How are you stroking and stimulating the entire body? Like what is the role of the clitoris, the breasts, the neck, the back? Like we are full body erotic beings. And so all of these positions, depending on like where your legs are, where your hands are, who's propping what weight up, where is the thrusting coming from, will open up different options for full body stimulation. And so focus on that. Like if you're going to focus on anything, like do these three positions and then start changing the ways you touch one another and move into one another and see what happens then.
So many of us get so used to having sex in bed that we overlook other types of furniture that we may have in our home that could allow for different positions that could be fun, sexy, and pleasurable. And there are a lot of sitting positions that can be really fabulous. So where he is sitting, where she is on top.
Right. So imagine a couch. And if he's sitting on the couch, she can be straddling him on her knees and riding him and like leaning up against the wall or the back of the couch. And that can be a lot more pleasurable and easy in terms of endurance than squatting over him in bed. You can also have her turn around and lean back onto him. So you're both kind of sitting on the couch, but on top of one another. And again, you have your feet on the floor now. And so you're able to use that as leverage to create the movement. And it's so interesting, you know, because we're trying to do this verbally without pictures and diagrams. But if you really think about it, so much of sexual positioning comes back to leverage. And what part of your body are you using to push off of the bed or the ground to create the movement that creates the fucking? Like so much of fucking is about moving one body into the other. And to do that, you need leverage and endurance. Like if you can only do a movement 3 or 4 times, then you're not going to have a very satisfying sexual experience with it. And so much of it is finding what position your body can maintain a certain motion over time. And, you know, we can talk about sexual fitness, and this is something I'm really curious about right now. Like I'm in this process of transforming my own body and I've lost almost 50 pounds now. And I'm noticing that my sexual experience is completely changing as my body changes. And I think if there's any motivation to get healthier, it should be sexual pleasure. And the overall health and vitality and pleasure your body can feel when you're more fit. And one of the benefits of that is that you can fuck better. You have better endurance. You can stay up in that plank position and ride your lover for longer. And sometimes I think about that while I'm working out, like, how does this relate to the sexual act? How does this relate to myself as an erotic being? And that can be really fun and motivating as part of working out. But I digress. So using furniture can create different kinds of leverage where you can have your feet flat on the floor while you fuck. So another option here is bending your lover over the side of a couch or the side of a bed. And then you are just standing, you're firm on the ground, you're strong, and then you can fuck from your hips from there. And usually that's how people have the most endurance, if they're just standing and moving their body. And this position comes back to height of furniture. Like, you need your lover's genitals at your pelvic height, or else it's not going to really work. So that might be your bed. And if your bed is too low, put it on risers. Like, go to Bed Bath & Beyond, spend $10 and elevate your bed 3 inches and you have a whole new sexual position open to you. Or check out your couch. Like, is that the right height if you throw her over the arm of the couch? I think one of the best forms of sex furniture is like a long bench, where, and get it in a nice fabric that you find sexy. It can double as, you know, a footstool for day, and by night you can lie your lover down on it, and then the woman or the person receiving can straddle it, and again she's on her feet straddling a bench that's the right width to comfortably straddle. And then she's just moving up and down and fucking from that position, which again is a lot easier than squatting in bed. So think about all of these positions we've talked about and keep going back to what is comfortable for me right now. How can I create the leverage I want to create the movement that we need to have satisfying fucking? And how can I have the most endurance so the sexual experience can last as long as it organically wants to last? And start thinking about those factors. Oh, and how do your genitals align? And how is the clit being stimulated? And how does the penis feel? Like, if you follow the pleasure and the comfort, you'll find positions that you love, and then you can explore from there. So let us know what works for you. We would love to hear your favorite sexual position, and that's not meant to be skeezy in any way. We just want to know what's working for you, and if you can share strategies you've used to find different sexual positions that are comfortable for you, we'd love to hear them. You can go to the Ask Us Anything page at pleasuremechanics.com. Or better yet, join our community at pleasuremechanics.com/community, and you will find a vibrant group of men and women from all around the world to share your ideas with and ask your questions and be part of this amazing community that we are creating together. We would love to have you on board. Before we go, I just want to give a shout out. We heard from a listener who didn't leave his email address, so I can't get back to you personally. But he is a blind man who is listening to our podcasts and wants us to talk a little bit more about sex and disability, and we will definitely try to do that in the future. But he was also asking specifically about descriptions of sex acts that would be accessible to him as a blind man, because he can't rely on visual images of the diversity of genitals and what different bodies look like. And so I'm going to work on that for you. I just want to let you know that I got your message and we loved hearing from you. Thank you for listening. And I'm going to start working on a little bit of writing for you specifically. And I will offer that on a future episode of this podcast. So please keep listening. And if you want to write us again at beintouch@pleasuremechanics.com. And leave your email address so I can get back to you personally. I would love to hear from you again. But it's always wonderful to hear from you and hear from our different listeners and what life positions you're in. And please ask us for what you need. We're here to support you every step of the way, and we can do that best, like your lovers can, if you ask for what you want. That is one of the biggest lessons in the sexual realm and in life in general, is if you ask for what you want, you're much more likely to get it. So please let us know what you're wanting from us.
Thanks so much. Hope that was useful for you. And please make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to this podcast on iTunes. And if you like what we're doing, please take a moment to leave a rating and a review of the show. That helps more people be able to find this show, and you're doing your part in making the world a sexier place. For another dose of free weekly sex advice, be sure to join our newsletter. Join in over at pleasuremechanics.com. And as a listener of Speaking of Sex, feel free to use the code SPEAKINGOFSEX at checkout for 20% off any of our 10 video guides over at pleasuremechanics.com. Grab your videos if you want to become a better lover and unlock way more sexual pleasure. We're here to guide you every step of the way. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
We're the Pleasure Mechanics, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.